In the Pasha of Matos, one of the most remarkable dialogues in Chumash occurs. And that is the request on the part of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven that their chelek in Eretz Yisrael should be on the eastern side of the Yarden. And as I mentioned many, many times, that when one reads the text of the Chumash, one has to read it with a fine-tooth comb, and one will be able to extract unbelievable nuances. And here is a striking example of the countless examples that exist of the nuances, and one will notice that I divided actually the dialogue into different segments. There are approximately 7 segments, but you'll see more or less where I'm headed. So let's read the psukim. Umikneh rav hayol levnei Reuven levnei Gad atzuv ha'od. A pasuk that in and of itself has a built-in difficulty. There are a number of ways of reading the pasuk, but we shouldn't read the pasuk the following way. Mikneh rav hayol levnei Reuven. Reuven was saddled with a lot of cattle. So he cried it out of the grazing area. And then, levnei Gad atzuv ha'od. The atzuv ha'od refers to levnei Gad. And that's why you'll notice in the context of the dialogue, so the discussion primarily is directed, initiated, even though it seems from this pasuk that Bnei Reuven were the protagonist, if you will, but in reality we'll see it's not so. A pasuk later, why? Because Levnei Gad Atzumo. That's how we show them Rav Shat in the pasuk. And so you see this area on the eastern side of the Yarden, you have a common kovik net. It's going to satisfy their requirements. And they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they make the following statement. This pasuk is also striking in and of itself. Pasuk Dalid, what exactly is the intent of this Ramban? The Rishonim discussed this pasuk at great length. They were trying, apparently, to justify, they had some sort of a guilty conscience, the fact that they don't want to inherit Eretz Yisrael, they want to be on the other side of the Yarden, and so they try to justify it by stating, Haaretz HaShehikra Hashem, it has the approval, divine acquiescence. That's how the Ramban, Rabbi Bechaye, many other Rishayim, and the Rachayim HaKadosh, that's how they learn. And now I'm getting the analysis, starting with Pasuk K. Vayomru. Now they make the following statement, which I would call an almost an autocratic kind of pronouncement. There's no discussion, there's no dialogue, but rather, yutan, that itself right away tells you, yutan, it shall be given. No, that's already a fait accompli. It's something which is assumed. We're not going across the Yarden. No discussion, no dialogue. Not asking Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe you'll request Hashem Yisbarach, in Dubeshpa, by Yitzhak Hashem Lachem. No. A statement which is imperious in nature. And Vayomu is what I call the royal we. Vayomu Moshe Degav Reuven. Look at the reaction. And this is part number 2. Moshe Rabbeinu reacts in the most ferocious kind of way imaginable. You would not have expected such a fierce response on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. If it was simply a request that had some foundation to it, Ha'achichem Yavo La'milchama V'yatem Teishuvo. It's a very famous line, I won't get into it in terms of modern-day discussion. Belomos siniyun es lev b'nei Yisrael. What a verb. We should also talk about this verb. It means essentially what you're doing is you are going to literally, God forbid, achlanu litzlan, dissuade from Klal Yisrael, me'avor al aratz Hashem asam la'am Hashem. And then right away, Moshe Rabbeinu, a throwback to the Meraglim. Because we know what happened. The story of the Meraglim was responsible for our, unfortunately, our ikuv in the Midbar for a 40-year period. So Moshe Rabbeinu essentially hurls at them this accusation. Namely, again, the same verb. They were responsible for our not coming into Eretz Yisrael. With the exception of Caleb and Yeshua, all of our pre-regulations in the desert for 40 years were a result of the Meraglim. You essentially are You are Lulim Raglim. Bine kamten tachas avosechem. Tarbus anoshim chatoim. Lispos od al chavon av Hashem Yisrael. You just simply want to add, want to kindle the anger further of Hashem Yisbarach. The word lispos is a very fascinating, again, terminology found at the end of Dvarim, a few other places in Tanakh. The man sifos harova satzmeya. We shouldn't have a major difficulty with that pasuk, but the impression that is given by Moshe Rabbeinu is very clear. Essentially, they accused of following the upon the heels of the Raglan, Kisu Shabunya, Kharov Yasabo, Lanikhova Bibar, Vishikhatem, the Khalam Azeh. And basically, what do you guys want to do? You want to do your own thing, and you have absolutely no interest in following the Daki Hashem, send them to the Raglan. So now, the third segment begins. Vayikshu Ela Vayomru. Again, a striking term. The term Vayigash, the Kayadua, a few times in Tanakh, Rashi, Chazal, speak about it, Hagosha. The tefillah, Hagosha Lepius, Hagosha Lechama, in the context of Yehuda, in the encounter with Yosef, in the encounter with Eliyahu HaNavi, Bahar Carmel, and the third place, all them, Avraham Avinu. So notice that now they suddenly, after this rather strident reaction on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, they are coming now from the lofty perch. Let's first go ahead. We'll build enclosures for our cattle. And again, here Chazal taking the task, Kayadua. Their values are inverted. They're more concerned about their cattle. And this is actually a statement, a very well-known Daskin about their taste on page number two, low left-hand corner. Right away, he notes this, and many we show him talking about this in Dendrish is replete with this idea. Wow, what a statement. What an accusation. Materialism is responsible primarily for Jews staying in goals. In Teaneck, in Chicago, in LA, in New York, and everywhere. Ain't Shum Sufik, that's true. Well, the people go to Tchilu L'Chal HaShvatim. That's Chazal indicate that. They went into goals first. He quotes Tzulkim Divayomim. And he goes on to say, Klomar, Ki Masha Adam, Omol V'yetzi V'scherim V'halachim V'zachim V'marim V'dechim Z'ashor V'yisasher. In a Nasa Hashem Yishul Zeh. Wealth is not a result of your Hishtabus. V'afil Yelach Bim Mibomri Yosel Ahorim. It's all B'yad Hashem. And the Naskin goes on to provide another very cute interpretation. But going back over here, so their values are clearly not in order. And by the way, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, item number three, but we are clearly not going to shirk our duty. We'll take an active part in the military, in all the military elements, components. There's a question which is discussed at great length by Gdoli HaRishonim and Gdoli HaAchronim. This statement that they made over here, Lo Nashuvel Batenu, Ahisnachel Ben Yisrael Ish Nachalasa. What exactly does that mean? I'll just mention this briefly because it's not really the thrust of what I'm interested in talking about. Moshe, we'll see in a moment, Moshe's going to make it tonight in segment number four, which is the Mishnah Kedushin. Famous Mishnah, all the dinim of Tznoyim are derived after from Ben Gob and Reuben, and Moshe makes it tonight. And we know that from the Psukim that I found over here. We'll read perhaps element number four and then go back to this pasuk in one moment, pasuk Yudches, because what do they say? Lo noshim el batenu, ad hisnachel ben Yisrael ishnachel oso. So what does it sound like? It seems as if that they're going to carry out this agreement which they themselves have articulated, and they also maintain their position. They're going to get the eastern side of the Yarden. But what's critical over here is that they, B'nai Gad B'nai Reuben, now have to, after this overture to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe says, okay, I'm asking, but I'm going to ask the question in a moment, but you'll see what I'm referring to. Moshe agrees to that overture. Let's read that in segment four. V'ayom alei Moshe. אם תעשו את הדבר הזה, אם תחלצו לבני השם למלחמה, ויאמר לכם כל חלוץ ישראל ירדן לבני השם, אנו ראשון ישראל מפניו, וניח בשביל ארץ לבני השם, אחר תשובו, וישראל בקיים השם בישראל, אצל בישראל שטורים, means you carry out your part of the bargain, And then Moshe Rabbeinu corrects their inverted value system. First, and then tasu. So what do they say? Segment 5. So they really have gone down from the lofty perch considerably. Step by step by step. Now they're speaking about being completely showing obeisance to Moshe Rabbeinu, kasher adoni mitzaveh, avodecha yasu, tapeinu, noshenu, mikdeinu, v'chol v'amtenu, yirshom b'ra'a gilad, and then we are going to carry out our part of the bargain, and that's what happens. So the question that I'm just raising is that Chazal derived from here all the dinim atzmai. All the halachas atzmai are derived in Mishnah and Kedushin and Salah Chalaf, that one of the dinim is, by the way, the Tanai Bafel did, famous din. Im yavru, only if you cross the Yarden will X and Y occur, otherwise it will not occur. So the Tanai B'nei Go B'nei Uvein, that Moshe Rabbeinu is in effect drawing up with them. So the question is, were they masking completely for this night? Namely, what do I mean? Perhaps not. Because notice that when they repeat the Tanai, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who articulates the Tanai Kofel. But when they repeat the Tanai, there is no Kfeilus HaTanai. Means basically, Moshe says, "In Yavu Nesatim, Yim Lo Yavu Nesim Sovichem." But when they go to Ube, they answer, "No, Nachnu Navor Chalutzu Bnei Hashem Eskenon." But they continue to maintain, "We talk about Chazas Nachalseinu Meivla Yarden." So it could be that we are so certain that we are going to cross the Yarden, there's no need to tell you. Or no, maybe one can interpret that when they go to Ube, did not accept the time Moshe Rabbeinu, at least not completely. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the laws of Yeshua, "In Yavu Bnei Go Bnei Ube, if they cross." Then they'll give them Eretz Agil and Achuza. Means B'shas Chalukas Oretz. When the laws of Yeshua take care of the Chalukas, the Pesukim say, then, Unisatim as Eretz Gilad. But till then, Eretz Gilad is not yours. Does not belong to you. B'nei God say, Nachnu Nabor Chalutzu B'nei Hashem Eretz Gedoran, V'yitonu Nachazas Achzim Eber Yadim, which means if we are not ready, that only after the Kiyam Atanai, Eretz Gilad will be given to us as a Nachla. But rather, Nachnu Nabor Chalutzim, V'yitonu Achuzas Nachlaseinu, the Matonah is Chal right now. We're not ready to accept the idea that the Matonah should be Chal later on. So already, when we are going to carry out Nabor Chalutzim, Eretz Gilad already belongs to us. If that's the pshat, so we understand why they will not cover it tonight. The Rambam has the Paschal, just an aside. I hope it's not counted in the time. The Rambam Paschal is an aside that only if you have something that the Chalais is going to be in the future, then you need a tzai kofel. But something that's called right now, you don't need a tzai kofel. It's not necessary. Dini atzinoi, it's the Rambam Hilchos Ishus. Okay, so it could very well be, according to the Rambam, this is the reason why B'nei Go B'nei Uvein are not kofel tonight, because then I'm asking to what Moshe Rabbeinu suggested. Namely, they only have to keep a sha'aretz, they will receive their chelek in Eretz Gilad. But rather, they want the matanah should be chal now, and there's no need for a tfeilus atzinoi. Okay, this is just a halachic aside, if you don't mind. But what we see is from this entire parsha, as I said, amazing how they, as I put it earlier, first they issue pronouncements, and then little by little they come down from the lofty perch, and they become more submissive, and the language is more of a pious kind of a language, and that's exactly apparently what the idea was, and they are going to be compliant with that which is necessary. Now I just mentioned the Sderach Agam, here also you see it on the sheet in front of you, the Ramban, in the lower right-hand corner, Ramban actually in Parshas Chukas, but the Rishonim and Achronim talk a lot about this. I don't have time to discuss this fully. The question is, what's the status of that side of the Yarden? What's the status of Eva Yarden? You have here a famous Mishnah Bikurim, which is very well known. The Arachayim HaKodesh is the one, actually, who really lays this out on page number 2. You can read it while I'm talking about it. It indicates very clearly that they were obviously concerned about the issue, and that's why they added Haaretz Ashehika Hashem Lifnei Adas Yisrael. Means they wanted to disabuse themselves of the taina that somehow Bayim Asu B'Eretz Chemlah. Ramban by times the Chemlah Maglin that they rejected, they spurred the Eretz Chemlah. So they were frightened they would be under that accusation as well. So what do? They make a statement at the very beginning, Haaretz Ashehika Hashem Lifnei Adas Yisrael. Means that they had the acquiescence of Hashem is Barach, the Eva Yardin. Now, whether Eva Yardin has that acquiescence or not, but this is the subject of a lot of discussion. I once my father showed me the Mr. Lundi Ben Ezra until him. So the Ibn Ezra has a fascinating parish on Sefer Tehillim. My father said Tehillim every week. I do not do so. Alavai, I should say Tehillim once a year, but I try to. But the Ibn Ezra has a comment. He said actually in the Shabbos morning davening, "Will Sicha Melech Amori Kidoyim Chazdoi, Udoy Melech Abashon Kidoyim Chazdoi, V'Nasa Matzam Nachal Kidoyim Chazdoi, Nachal Yisrael Abdo Kidoyim Chazdoi." So the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri note the pasuk the way the pasuk is written. And then binasam artsom the nachala kidenum chazdah nachli yisrael abdo. Sometimes the distinction between eretz sichel bayi or if you go leva yade and the nachal that tani yisrael received on the other side of the yade. That's the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri writes like that to him. And it's interesting that the Eretz Sichel Bayi was a chesed of Hashem is Baruch. That's what the Ramban here also points out. And actually, many contend that the Beis Halevi is a long tshuva. Our Salavetz, we spoke about this a number of times. A long tshuva, the Beis Halevi, where he discusses that Eva Yadi is not part of Eretz that was given to Avosin Rakdoshim. It was not discussion in Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a kibush rabim, a seven halacha, a seven kibush. And if you look, if you're interested in from Halachi standpoint, it's discussed by the Be'ashua and Ksubis. In the last paragraph, I said the students, but he also, the Ramban, alludes to this in a number of places the Chumash Ramban writes that he's back and forth whether this is part of the land that was Nichras with the Brisa Abbas, was including the Brisa Abbas or not. And the Ramban at the end, the Chukas that you have here on page number one, lower right hand corner, he indicates that not for the fact they requested it, what would have been the status of that land? It would have been completely Chorev. That land would have been desert completely. So even though it may have been part of the land, should have some risalos, but it doesn't have the dusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban puts a medrash, very striking medrash, the last 5-6 lines of the Ramban. Yod Omer Rabbeinu, b'esek dusha she'ein neva yagin vori the Beis Hamikdash u'lashikon hashchina. And he calls spoken in Yeshua chabeis v'yachim tumeya eretz hamizaschem. And there's a famous tashbetz. This is really one of the most famous tashbetzes of the Gedolei Harishonim. Tvei dinim in Eretz Yisrael, as he points out. One is an Eretz Yisrael, in effect, in terms of the land of Eretz Yisrael, as we know, that, so as far as the Kedusha, regarding mitzvahs and the like in Eretz Yisrael, and the Yadim, perhaps, may very well be similar to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael has a certain segulas that Eretz Yisrael does not have. Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, the Gemara says, at the end of the Tzuvah, all those Gemara, called Adar Eretz Yisrael, Shori b'layovo. Our Chazal speak about being nikra in Eretz Yisrael. It's a book of Ashura Sashina, as Ramban he says. Means Eva Yam is not worthy of Beis Hamikdash. It's not worthy of Ashura Sashina. And that's exactly what Yeshua writes in Perek Beis. And that's what I mentioned. These are two aspects of Eretz Yisrael that the Tashbetz is one by Rikos who speaks about it. So this is the Mishnah also Bikurim. And Rabbi Yosef really passes the Mevi Bikurim Eva Yadin. Sheina Eretz Zavos Chalav Udvash. And Ramban quotes from Chazal. Because essentially, Sifrei says, "Lo says Lanu, it was not essentially; it didn't have the kind of divine imprimatur the rest of Eretz Yisrael has, but it was taken by yourself, and therefore Eva Yadin is not the same." And this was the accusation, essentially, that was directed against the Bnei Gad and Reuven because they dafka wanted that particular area and not the Nachla that Klal Yisrael was given in Eretz Yisrael. So the primary purpose of this analysis is really to talk about what the Maseiros Yesharim calls Mishkal HaChassidus. And it was probably made one of the most important yesodes of the Maseiros Yesharim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, "Ha'echechem yavol la'vlecham v'yatem teishu bo." What did they answer? "No, don't worry. Gidro sol nidah l'vignei bo. We're building enclosures for our cattle. V'yorim l'tapenu, and we're going to join the war effort. We're not chas v'sholom in any way going to spurn the Melchama of Kibush Haaretz. But at the end of the day, we want to live in the Eretz Gila. We don't want to live in the Eretz Yisrael. We want to live actually on the eastern side of the Yadin." Moshe accepts that tshuva, and as we discussed a few moments ago, so Moshe Rabbeinu again is ready to somehow acquiesce to what they request. However, what's fascinating to me, and probably the most important of the elements that are to be, one of the most important elements, Chazal, say the following, and this was already alluded to in this Das Kinnah Bavei Tesis on page number 2, lower left hand corner. Chazal is a pasuk. Nachalam b'vohelas b'rishayna v'achrisa lo t'vorech. Their nachalam was a nachalam b'vohelas. They did not have the proper shigal adas. They didn't weigh the matter carefully. And we see that from their inverted value system. What's more important to them? Their money, if you will, more important than their children. They want to go ahead and build Gidros Tzon, and then Orem the Tapeno. And the very fact that they wanted to settle on the eastern side of the Yarden and not accompany Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael in the Nachal HaMekudesh of Yosef, that is called Achrisa LaTeberach. And words, apparently, they may have had Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah. And there's another Shikol Hadas that my father Shlomi used to ask me all the time. My father was very concerned about what he felt was a stira, because of Zeis HaBrocha, there in the Torah tells something else entirely, why they wanted in my Yarden. Pasuk says, Kishom Cheldas Mechekek Sofun. Vayesi Rosh Yom, Titkas Hashem Osa Mishpatu Yisrael. So then the Pasuk tells us that their interest was, essentially, they, similar to what they wanted, the Rashi quotes over there in Dvarim, that they wanted the Chelek, the Moshe Rabbeinu would be buried. But at the end of the day, with all the Cheshbonis that they had, the Cheshbonis don't measure up to the major Cheshbon of living in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's not Shokol connected to Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, in the real Eretz Yisrael, the authentic Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Achrisa Leisavarach. Chazal say it's a Pesuk in Melachim Beis. They went into Golds first, that's what the Rishonim here point out, Golds Chilom. And again, the reason is because of a lack of what the Mesillas Yesharim calls Mishkal HaChasidus. That's what I want to talk about.
Could it be any relationship between Reuven being Pachas Kamayim and then...
Perhaps that also may be a factor, unquestionably. That's a character trait. And Echonami, very good. But Mesillas Yesharim explains that it's not enough. He writes over there, which character is it? Perichof. He writes over there, it's not sufficient that a person should want to be a Chassid and engage in Masi Tobin. But a person has to be Shirko in every single circumstance, and obviously every 5 minutes, you have to make another shikul. I'm not exaggerating. And there are many mitzvahs in the Torah. We have to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But sometimes, we have to figure out what's more chasher, and what's less chasher, what's deichah. L'mashal, everyone knows that Shabbos is one of the most chasher mitzvahs in the Torah, unquestionably. And yet, pikuach nefesh is deichah Shabbos. That's a sugya we just had at the end of Maseches Yema. The person could say, no, I'm machmir when it comes to the Shabbos. I don't want to save the cholera. So either that person is a nar, being very polite, what you would call a tipesh, or is a rasha, or maybe he's both. So you have to have a proper mishkal achsidus, which is not simple. Mesillas Yesharim explains over there in Perachof, Mesillas Yesharim, that even the churban bayis rishon, churban bayis sheni, also came about through a mishkal lo nachon of maaseh achsidus. And a very famous essay there that he has. And it's no wonder the Gaon says that every single word in the first X number of Prakim, Mesillas Yesharim, is not an extra word. I remember Mesillas Yesharim a number of times, but more from a Lomdish standpoint than anything else. It's a Lomdish Sefer. Incredibly Lomdish Sefer, okay, for another occasion. But whatever the case is, let's say Bais Rishon. The first Yochanan ben Kereach, they came, actually, they won Gedalia ben Achikam, then Yishmael ben Netanya, he wants to kill him. They told him, he was given a warning. And Gedalia, no, he doesn't want to listen to Lashon Hara. Listen to Lashon Hara, Yibiyo. He sheker atadev Yishmael. That's sheker, it's not the truth. So it's true that it was also for Gedalia to accept what Yochanan ben Kereach told him, absolutely to kill Yishmael, the way Yochanan ben Kereach suggested. That's what he suggested over there. But the Gemara says in Nida, famous Gemara, L'mechus shloi b'boi. But still, you have to be cheshish. Whenever Lashon Hara comes to the fore, you have to be worried. So he should have at least taken whatever precautions are necessary in order to prevent that from happening. But Gedalia decided, no, I'm going to be machmir. I'm not going to get near Lashon Hara, but tak the sabichuk. It's not my thing. I got to keep my distance from it. And therefore, he doesn't believe to anything that he heard. And as a result, he doesn't take any precautions. So Mashal Nadar, Yishmael ben Netanya came and killed him. Killed him and killed a bunch of other Jews as well. And so this is an example, again, even though the pasuk, if I'm not mistaken, over there says, how does it go? The Chazal also commented, it's a Gemara Nid over there, and Samachal, the same sugya. What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? It says over there, V'hanoshim ha-shehika b'yad Gedalio. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. So the Gemara is Takasha, the Gemara says, V'chi Gedalio hargon? Did he kill him? Halo Yishmael hargon? Ela mitoch shor yalo lochush, la'atza siyevel mekeveach, and he did not do so, therefore, malo ha-kosik yilo hargon. So that's again, chsivus, that's not in place. Chsivus, that's inappropriate. That's the Churban Bayis Rishon. You take a look at the Churban Bayis Sheni, the same story. Kamtza ba-kamtza, which unfortunately we're right now in the throes of. Kamtza brings to the Beis HaMikdash Korban that the Roman emperor sent. And Baderech, he goes ahead and Bar Kamsa decides to go and put a moon. Rav Chaim ben Apkulas could not bring that korban b'shum panim v'olam in those circumstances. There's a sakana to all of Klal Yisrael if you don't bring the korban, and if the Romans hear that we refuse to bring the korban, shema yomu balibum u'kreim l'gadim mizbeach. That's what they're going to say. Who brings a korban with a moon to the mizbeach? And now with that, he also does not want Bar Kamsa to be killed, because even though he has a clear din of a roideif, and Nikol Atzilu and Nashul in Versen Zareben, that he was threatening the lives of Klal Yisrael, but maybe my people might say that that is the reason why we want to kill him, but because Matam Mum Mekotcher Be'arich, because we don't subscribe to such a chumrah, such a briska chumrah, that Matam Mum Mekotcher Be'arich. As a result of that, people will make a mistake and think Matam Mum Mekotcher Be'arich, and as a result, the Gemara says, An misonuso shams chayim erakulas. Am misonuso. However you translate that, which needs a shir unto itself. Am misonuso shabshayim and akulas was responsible for chribas meseinu. The Gemara says, what does it say? Misorva sechaleinu mislisonu meyarteinu. All that was, so again, it was mitzvah tzidkus. So many people are in tzidkus. I quoted the other day on Shabbos, going to Baron Kreiser, the Chatzag Nebracha. I'll tell you another favorite expression of Baron Kreiser. He told this to me many times. I mentioned the story when I was 13 years old and my involvement with him over here in the Tanakh Shir. So, he's not here, he was next door. But anyway, long shot. So, Aaron Price told me, Amo, mit Frumkeit, we can make it whole, the ganze Welt. Do I have to translate that?
Yeah. Right.
Because of Frumkeit, you can destroy the entire world. So this is an example of falsche Frumkeit. Both Frum by Zwischen, Frum by Shem. Mishkan Aksidus. But his cheshbur in the orphan, he was a big tzaddik of Chaim ben Apkulas. His cheshbur was that that undoubtedly, I mean, first of all, we can ask on him before we get to his cheshbur. His cheshbur was Sidkus. But did he not know that there's a possible war that would be waged with the Romans if they embarrass the Roman emperor? And Bikuach Nevesh is Dutta Isa of being Makabub Magali Abizbeach? Unquestionably, Bikuach Nevesh is never going to talk Kula. What's going on here? So why was he misnagging? Why was he misnagging? Why was he opposed to this Akrava? The answer is that Enochonami, that the person is allowed to go ahead and be over on one lav, and perhaps even on many lavim, because of this, as I said, because of this potential Bikuach Nevesh. But here we're talking about, namely, we're temporarily being Deichem Adin Medina Atera. Let's say, Chilu Shabbos and some Bikuach Nevesh. Then he held, you're allowed to be over, I call out Kula Bashul Bikuach Nevesh. But it's not a Dechia Zmanit, but it's a Chshash of what? Of Shiri Atera, where the Mashal writes in Baba Kama. Well, Rabbi Shech says, Fegli Gemoris, that the Mashal writes over there in Baba Kama, Baba Ches, and that Sugya, that any Shinri Mishiri Atera is absolutely unconscionable. Then there's no head to Bikuach Nevesh. Head to Bikuach Nevesh is not applicable. Okay, he applies it to all kinds of circumstances. I won't get into it right now. So this is a Shiri Atera. So that's what Rav Chaim Shul Levin Zatzal, that's how we explain best about Mashal, this whole discussion the Gemara has of Chaim and Akulas. So that's the case. So the fact of the matter is, Am Bissanuso, Shinab Chaim and Akulas, Techiras Beisenu, Sovra Sekoleinu. So where's the toast? The toast was that the Churban Amikdosh, the fact that Chaim Yisrael went into Golos, that we were now dispersed as a result of this Horah of Chaim and Akulas, that's a Shini Atero. Much greater than the Shina of Chaim and Akulas was worried about. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, Chagiga, Kevin Shigolu Yisrael in Kaimam, and Chabitul Tayyar Golem Yisrael. Once Chaim Yisrael goes into Golos, the consequences are catastrophic, are horrific. We know the consequences of Golos of Chaim Yisrael. And you have a matzah where the Rambam is in Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Natan is in France, and no one knows what the other one. As my mother used to say, Ein hand basically was to the andra. One hand doesn't know the other what the other hand does. Everything was complete and total separation. And that's why that we see that this Mishkan Chassidus is so critical. And there are many, many examples that we can cite. I'll just cite a few more because this is something that every one of us has to be cognizant of. The Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara has in the beginning of Perek Mefanim. Avraham Avinu, Rashi calls him the Chumash Vayera. The Rebbeinu Shalom is in the process of a dialogue, whether it's a chaloyim, according to some Yishayim, whether it's the fact that Hashem appears to Avraham Avinu, Vayeri Elam Hashem Elam Mamre, all of a sudden comes some guests. So what does he tell Kodesh Baruch Hu? I'm putting you on hold. Wow, that's quite a decision. That put the Ribbono Shel Olam on hold, a conversation, a dialogue with Ribbono Shel Olam, that requires an Adam Godomai, or someone who has the proper Mishkan Achsidus. Many other examples. In Mitzrayim, Dabir no biyozni ha'am, yishalu mishmei su'eyu, yishamei su'usa, klechesu u'klezor. Correct, we're supposed to, in effect, a mitzvah, everyone, of course, runs to be mekayim that mitzvah. That's a wonderful mitzvah. To go ahead and be mekayim, run after all the kalim of the Egyptians. But there was another mitzvah. What mitzvah is that? Namely, a mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about. Everyone was involved in Bizas Mitzrayim. They were involved in taking the loot and plundering Egypt, and Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about Vayikach Moshe es atzmai se yisivimu. Ki ashbe ashbiya es b'nei Yisrael le'emon pakod yudgol l'ogim eschem v'adis es asmos em yizei etchem. So Chazal se'anim, chacham lei yikach mitzis. Moshe Rabbeinu knew b'choch maslibo to make the right chikol adas. And that was more important than the Bizas Mitzrayim. So that's another example. The Pasuk of Mishlei, my father was very fond of this pasuk. Mishlei says that Shlomo HaMelech writes that Pales Magal Raglecha V'chol Dvaracha Yikonu. Person has to be shekel very carefully what he does, how he behaves. They have to examine everything that you do. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, it says Arachayim Petufales. Also, pasuk in Mishlei means. So what's going on? Mitzvah of Pales or also of Pales? A steer. My father has some tupsum. You have a stira, two psalm of contradiction, two psalm of the Mishlei. Of course, the answer is no stira. The Gemara says, the Gemara by God, now test. Come in mitzvah shesh alasa in the acherim, come in mitzvah shesh alasa in the acherim. I mean, in the heady days, when there were, in my days, when I was in high school, when there was a lot of ferment regarding the Soviet Union before it crumbled, where it was dismembered. So the question to go and chain yourself to White House fences as opposed to listening to Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim and doing all kinds of action, as they call it here. Things that involve a lot of kef and a lot of excitement, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, the Kalal, if the mitzvah can be performed by others, and trust me, there are plenty of others to do these mitzvahs. Plenty. No shortage. There are many people who are looking for every opportunity to bevat the Talmud Torah, they're not serving the Talmud Torah anyway, so why not? There's action, and it's a mitzvah, and it's a, and that's just a mitzvah, but a big mitzvah, and maybe the biggest mitzvah, and Kol HaTorah Kula, v'chulo. So therefore, the Gemara says, Pales Magal HaGlecha, Yishu V'esik, Nima Da'atela, leave the mitzvahs to others. Hashem get a mitzvah that cannot be done by others, or Rachayim, Pentabalis, that's the Gemara, it's the Kasha, and therefore you can't be shekel. Every mitzvah is Deicha, Talmud Torah. So this also, when is Talmud Torah Deicha, when not Deicha, we encounter this, I encounter this as a Mechanech all the time. A young man wants to come Shana Bet. His parents said, what are you talking about? Mazah Shana Bet. It's enough Shana Al was sufficient, and too much, and you flipped out, and who knows where you went. And you started learning. Very smear. What about college or university? What about panosa? All of a sudden he knows one line in Sukhma, no efach, lezen, bafanis. Little William. So the Gemara says, and the Abavadya, Zatzal has many truths about this. Go, Talmud Torah, Yesin, that's all the foshas. There are all kinds of Gemaras that you have. So we learn from Mordechai Tzadik. Before the Maisu and Haman, so the Gemara says that Mordechai was, I believe, number 5 on the totem pole. Namely, in the Chavrei HaSanhedrin, in the listing of the Chavrei HaSanhedrin, he was number 5. And once Mordechai actually became involved in public service, and even though he was zeicher to be matzah Klal Yisrael from Haman HaRosha, he's number 6. V'rotzu l'roi b'echom, v'lam v'shepir shemen v'yitz Sanhedrin, ha'gemora, that someone said, left him because again, it was not the correct shikol, even though one could argue that, what are you talking about? Okay, so I
maybe it was the correct shikol, but it doesn't matter.
That's right, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying that there's a famous, I'm just looking. Okay. There's a famous story with the Chafetz Chaim that there was an Avreich, a Ben Teira, that he was very heavily involved in on behalf of living yeshivas, to support yeshivas and to somehow raise money for them and the like. And at one point they offered him a position in the Rabbanut to be a Rav. And he'll have more time to learn Torah, more time to teach Torah, more time to pass Mishnayos, etc. Kilo, there's such a thing. Anyway, but he went to speak to the Chafetz Chaim. I'm just speaking from my own experience. Anyway, so he went to speak to the Chafetz Chaim And the Chafetz Chaim told him, listen, I have a question to ask you. He said, that what is a sambar, what does a shoemaker take for putting together a pair of shoes? So he said, 3 rubles, the Abreik answered. What about if he buys from a factory, a Zug Nalayim? You go to a factory, a shoe factory, and you buy a Zug Nalayim. So he said, 2 rubles. So that's the case. Chafetz Chaim isn't a pella. This sambar is an oni, he's a poor person, he's barely making a living, he barely makes ends meet. And the Baal Ben Chaboshe is obviously a very wealthy person. So the Abreik explained to the Chafetz Chaim that, yeah, it's true that he makes more of this sambar from one pair of shoes than the Beit HaRoshet, who sells them 2 rubles, he can sell that one pair of shoes 3 rubles. However, he's not able to produce except for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pair of shoes. Mashiach, the Beit HaRoshet can produce thousands of shoes. And that's how they're able to make a living. And that's why they make a much greater amount of money than this sambar. Even though he takes much less money for the Izug Na'alai, said the Chafetz Chaim, this is the answer to your question. It could very well be that you'll be able to learn many more hours by sitting in the Rabbanus, by becoming a Rav, you'll be able to teach Torah, etc., etc. That's all true. But what's the difference between the limud of a yachid, namely you a yachid, learning the, between the limud of a rabbi, of hundreds and hundreds of Bnei Torah, that each one learns yom v'laila yishboso, and you're the one responsible for that by virtue of the fact that you are maxing Torah and maxing Torah institutions. So these are parts of the mishkal achsidus that one has to constantly on an ongoing mamish, I'm telling you, every 5 minutes. Maybe even more than that. Every Chamesh Dakot, we have to make another Mishkal Tzidus. And this is really the Yisod of this Pasha. The entire Yisod of this Pasha, to my mind, is Mishkal Tzidus. That's exactly what the... And we see that initially they were convinced, beyond convinced, of the rectitude of their position. And they said it, as I said, imperiously, autocratically, issued pronouncements, were somehow on a lofty perch. They were convinced, beyond convinced, that they're right. And the Rosh Hashanah was on their side. They have divine acquiescence. And then Moshe Rabbeinu responded so stridently with such a, he accused them essentially of more or less being in the position of Meraglim. And you're engaged in Hashkasa. And quickly they came down the lofty perch, and then all of a sudden we see overtures, and then we have a time kofel, and they found their maskim. And at the end of the day, they did get their way. Whether the Tanai was Chalav, they said, when they fulfilled the Tanai, or whether it was Chalav by the way, which seems to be also part of the discussion that Chazal had, but at the same time, what we see here is that one has to be exceptionally careful regarding Mishnah Sif. So I'll just mention one last Gemara Ksuvah here, Daf Ayin Hey, page number one. One of my favorite Gemaras. I heard this Gemara from Hagurin Abaran Soloveitchik, Abaran Alevi Soloveitchik, that's out in the 60s. And that was one of the first people who I was very, very influenced by Abaran Halevi Soloveitchik. He spoke about the Gemara says in Ksubis on the fine day. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim, where is it? Pezayim. In Tehillim Pezayim, the pasuk says, "Uletzion ye'omer ish ve'ish yulad bo, v'u'yichadne elyon." What does that mean? That this one was born there, that one was born there. The Gemara says, "What's ish ve'ish?" That's the basic distinction between Tzion and any other country. Regarding Egypt, regarding any others, Ethiopia, only a person who's born there is considered to be a product of that, a child of that country, a citizen. Regarding Tzion, there are 2 people who are called children of Tzion. Someone who's born there and a non-native who yearns to see Tzion. Someone who has a cheshek, a chukah for Tzion, and Baron Soloveitchik gave a number of examples. I'll just give you one last example. When the British mandate existed over Palestine, so at that time the past authorities, of course, they were constant quotas. How many Jews could enter Palestine? How many Jews could enter Israel? Jews from Romania, let's say, would have 100 certificates to grant to enter Palestine. And so once happened, the Romanian quota was already fulfilled, was taken care of and filled by Romanian Jews, but the Czechoslovakian quota was not. So a number of Romanians thought they want to enter Palestine. Well, they do. They'll simply go ahead and produce essentially false affidavits. And these false affidavits will give them the right to come because it says they were born in Czechoslovakia. It means basically outright Shekhar. But they are Yerusha Mayim, so Mishka Chassidus, they asked Hagoyim, they asked Chaim Zinnenfeld, can they do that? Are they allowed to do that? And Chaim said, that's absolute Shekhar. Tov Avas Hashem Kolo Se'ela, it's an abomination to be dishonest and make Chil Hashem. Then they can try to produce a false affidavit, they're born in Palestine. They asked Yerusha Chaim Zinnenfeld, is that permitted? He said, yeah, that's based on the Gemara Ksuvah, and by name, namely because The halacha v'tzion yom eish rish yulad ba echad adarba yechad amatzap alim v'islam. So even though there's yesh makom adun and this story and this entire discussion, u'bechalzos their approach, even though clearly it was had a foundation to it and the like, but at the end of the day, mashu chaser and the mishkan chesidus of the Negev Reuven. So that's something that we have to take to heart, and somehow we have to try to develop a mishkan chesidus. It's a lifetime of work. I don't think it could happen overnight. It requires enormous amounts of learning Torah. There is value in Aseh L'Charav in that respect, but one has to be a giant in order to make the proper mission of Chassidus. And that's something that all of us have to somehow eventually aspire to be able to have enough knowledge of Torah and also enough Yirat Shamayim in order to know what to do against Hashem in moments of exigency, which are, as I said, every 5 minutes.
Thank you.